And are you refreshed? Good. You're ready to play our silly game?
Yeah, I'm ready to do it your way.
Just give it 30 days. And if you haven't found exaggerated transformation in all areas, then go back to what you were doing before.
Okay, but the thing is, I'm here with you, all these beings in this room. Everyone's supporting me. I'm going to go back into my reality, you know, and by Monday, I think, you know, all the same.
Now, what's beginning to happen here is you just about used this moment to do a virtual reality that wouldn't feel so good. And you could have just as productively used this moment to do a virtual reality that feels good. We're not in any way wanting to face any reality. We don't want you to tell it like it is. We don't want you to explain what might happen or what probably will happen. We only want you, when you're making the effort to do a virtual reality, to make an effort to do a virtual reality that really feels good. We're not saying that you won't revert back. You will. And we're not saying that it's wrong. It's natural. This one experience of playing with us is not going to change your vibration forevermore. It might not change anything very much. All we hope for in this virtual reality is convincing you that a virtual reality is a good feeling place to go. And we're hoping that it feels good enough to you that you're willing to sort of tough it out a little in the beginning and go there. Esther went to her first virtual reality from a place of not feeling very good. She did it because she felt like she should. And she wants to live what Abraham teaches through her. One day, they were checking into a campground, and they were sort of late in getting there, and some things had been sort of uncomfortable. And the woman said, "Why are you in town?" And Esther said, "We're here to do a seminar." And she said, "What is it about?" And Esther said, "It's about having a day different than the day I had today." She said, "We don't live it, we just teach it." And she's being playful about it because everyone loses their connection from time to time. You want to be really easy about that. You just want to, when you are practicing a virtual reality for the purpose of shifting your vibration into a place that allows your dominant vibration to be something that matches what you want, then make an effort to do those virtual realities that feel good. And catch yourself when you are doing those that don't feel good. Esther would catch herself in the middle of a sentence that goes something like, "Well, you know, what I've been worrying about is..." Isn't that the perfect setup for a negative virtual reality? "What I've been worrying about is..." Now, let me see if I can't focus on it, chat with you about it, and activate it into a whole new place here. Where what you're wanting to say is, "Well, wouldn't it be nice if..." Or, "What I've been thinking would be nice if..." You're just wanting to find moments in time. Because your life is about a string of moments in time. It's not about your career and where it's going. It's not about the world and its acceptance of you. It's not about what your body or your financial condition is becoming. Your life is only a series of now, 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 now. So often, you stand in your now, unhappy, trying to improve a future moment. "Well, I'll work really hard so that I can have fun on the weekend. Or I'll work really hard and I won't spend that money. I'll save that money so that I can retire. Or won't it be nice when I don't have to do this anymore?" And what we're wanting you to do is mine this moment, because this moment is where life is. And mining this moment doesn't mean looking at this reality. It might, if it's really good. If you're in Utah on the skis, mine that moment. Take it in. Smell it in. Suck it in. Get as much of it as you can. But if you're not in that moment, and you could use that moment to enhance this moment, then use that moment to enhance this moment, because this is your moment. This is where you're feeling, you see. Jerry had a wonderful awareness recently. He awakened from a very vivid dream. And he said to Esther, "I realize that I am the creator of that dream. That dream manifestation is my creation. I put all the people there. I gave them their attitudes toward me. I gave me my attitudes toward them. I put the words in their mouth. So if someone is rude to me, it was my creation. If someone was kind to me, it was my creation. The way I felt in my dream was my creation." And of course, we say it is true in your dreams and it is true in your real life experience. So now, as you say, "I'm causing the vibration that is evoking everything to me. then what could be more advantageous than to take a moment here and there to practice a vibration that is advantageous to you and practice it until it is the strongest muscle? We were visiting with a lovely woman not very long ago, and she wanted to talk about her little girl who didn't want to sleep in her bed at night. She said she was afraid of spiders. So I said to this mother, what happens with spiders in your house? And she said, well, we don't make a big thing about spiders. And we said, well, tell us what happens with spiders. What happens when you find a spider? And she said, we vacuum it up. And we said, and how many spiders might you find in a day? And she said, well, 3 or 4. And she said, and our little girl is the one who finds them. And when she finds them, then we vacuum them up. So we said, well, so what's happening is she sees your reaction to the spiders. In other words, it's big enough that somebody goes to the trouble of getting the vacuum cleaner out. And whatever's happening, whether it's dinner or anything else, it stops. And everyone puts their attention upon, keep your eye on it, keep your eye on it. Don't let it get away. Keep your eye on it, keep your eye on it, keep your eye on it, keep your eye on it. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming. Do you know where it is? Can you still see it? Until it feels like it's something that's really important. And now she's in her bed at night and it's dark. And she knows that the spiders are still there. And even if she knows that they're there, there's no one there to bring the vacuum cleaner. We said years later in her therapy session. So now, what are we talking about here? We're talking about this little girl observing her environment and having an activation about spiders happening within her. So that years later, she may not even remember the incident. She might not even remember the vacuum cleaner. She just might have this extreme aversion to spiders and not even know what it's about. And so many counselors will say, well, that's why it is of advantage to get back in there and figure out all of the things that happened in those early stages so that you can sort of clean them up and put them in the right place. And we say, but that's a lot of house cleaning. In other words, that would take more time than your lifetime could yield you. Instead, just say, I'm going to, in the same way that that incident with my well-meaning parents activated within me a vibration that does not serve me, I can damn well go to a virtual reality today for 30 seconds and activate a vibration that does please me on purpose.